Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Well, howdy there, folks. Welcome to Mirth and Monsters, a fun little show about the cryptids, the what's-its, and the who's-its. It's been a while, so let me catch you up. Why don't y'all sit a spell, take a load off, pull up a rock to the campfire, and I can tell you all about the ghost town of Bodie, California. Where's my manners? Let me introduce myself. My name is Ray. Little Ray Skywalker, what have you done to your voice?
Why, howdy, Cancer. I don't believe we've had the pleasure.
Are you having an episode? Did you get into the catnip again?
I don't surely know what you mean.
Puny Muppet?
Ah, shoot.
There it is. What's going on, you dark ball of unpredictability?
Well, technically, this is all caused by you.
What is? You sounded like a very bad impression of Sam Elliott.
That's the one.
Dudette, you are freaking me out. How is this caused by me?
Well, it goes like this.
Puny Muppet?
You know how you made us all go to Universal Studios so you could try and meet the Muppets?
I didn't make you... I remember our trip together, yes.
While you were walking around the back lot shouting, "Animal! Animal!" me and the rest of the furry crew had a saunter and stumbled across a prop house, and hot diggity, we found some interesting things.
Did you break into a warehouse?
No, sir. That window was open.
Mostly. Please continue.
Me and the posse were moseying around checking out the props. Lots of masks, cars, and the like, but then we found one box all on its lonesome. It was marked with two words and some dates. It said, "Stereotypical Accents. 1927 to 1979.
Oh,
no. Oh, yeah.
Ray, what did you do with the box?
It's upstairs in our room. We were going to tell you about it.
We have been here for 2 weeks, Ray. When exactly were you going to tell me?
Oh, shucks. When you found out, of course.
Take me to the box. Furry crew. Come here, please. Right, you lot. No looking away now. Too late for that. You can't just go taking stuff when you feel like it. No, Ray, not even if the window was open, mostly, and there was nobody about. You need to remember your life motto, WWBMD. What does that stand for?
What would Barry Manilow do? Puny motto?
But if you have a look in that box, I think we've actually done a good thing by keeping it away from Hollywood's hands.
Yeah, see? We did it good, see?
Castiel?
Yeah, what's it to you, mister? 23 Skidoo? You an angel with a dirty face? Ha ha ha!
Okay. Dodgy Jimmy Cagney impression. Tick.
You dirty rat.
Okay, I think that one is still acceptable. Let me check out this box. Let's have a rustle round in here.
I hope you ain't rustling my horses, mister.
Your horses are safe, Ray. Ah, interesting. It's full of smaller boxes. About the size of a box you would keep a ring in. Let me check some out. This one's marked Mickey Rooney Breakfast at Tiffany's. Oh, Lord. That's not a good start. Right, what's this one here? Member of a tribe in an African setting. Yowzers! Well, this one's a bit bigger. Wonder what this one is. Ah, that makes sense. This one is marked literally any character in a John Wayne movie who isn't John Wayne. Okay, Ray, I understand your point now. Did you all take a voice from this box?
Hey, what you gonna do about it, Gabagoo?
What on earth, Bobby?
I ain't Bobby. I'm Sandra D.
Right. Grease is the word. Could have been worse. Could have been The Sopranos. I dread to ask the following. Wee man. My sweet boy. Judging by the hang you look you're giving me, you too tried a voice?
I say, old chap, would you mind passing the tea and crumpets? One needs the energy to go and commit the deeds of an English villain, you know.
Finn, the wee man finally turns bad. Just promise me you'll stay away from Nakatomi Plaza.
Oh, that's old hat, old boy. It's all lasers on the moon now.
Murthers, are you as freaked out as I am right now?
Okay, furry crew. Let's pop those voices back in the boxes, please.
Oh, I'm not so sure that's a good idea. I'm sure she ain't here. What you gonna do? Hey,
I see.
Okay. You can keep them for a bit longer. As for the rest of them, what say we get rid of them?
Permanently.
Now, my furry gang of awesomeness, shall we give the Murthers some info about this spooky town we are investigating?
Bada boom!
Yeah, see?
I'd say that was a mighty fine idea.
Good show!
Murthers, let me tell you about how the town of Bodie, California came to be and how it came to not be. This is the ghost town, to beat all ghost towns. It resides in the Sierra Nevada mountain range in Mono County, 70 miles southeast of Lake Tahoe, and is preserved by the California State Parks as a site in a condition known as arrested decay. This means it's neither razed to the ground or updated in any way. It looks now as it did back in the late 1800s.
Very cool.
It came from humble beginnings. It was a mining camp after some prospectors found gold in 1859. One of these prospectors was William S. Bodie. However, by some records, including census ones, his name could also have been Wakeman or Waterman, but I'll be calling him William from here on in. Now, William is credited as being the one who discovered the gold, and that, as you will have figured out, is where the town gets its name. Sadly for old Bill, though, he didn't get to see the town reach its dizzying heights. In the same year that Big Will struck gold, he was struck down by a blizzard just a few months later in November. Sad as it is that he passed in his 40s, Large William definitely left his mark. A couple years after that, in 1861, gold was still coming from them thar hills, so a mill was built.
It was still a very small community at this point. It only started with around 20 miners, but less than 20 years later, this small mining camp was now a home to between 7,000 and 10,000 people at any one time. Now, with the gold came the people, and with the people comes the personalities. And, oh boy, was there ever a mix of characters in Bodhi. You had miners, of course. Those with families, those without. Business owners were thriving here in the fields of publicans, gambling house entrepreneurs, medical practitioners, and happy-go-lucky go-go dancers. But of course, there is always the flip side. With a town this size, it will attract those who would do harm to others, and so you also had the robbers, cads, and scallywags. It was the Wild West, after all. Even if scallywags does make it sound like I used to be the Wild West, but now I'm more like a I'm in bed by 10 o'clock with hot cocoa Wild West. The rise of Bodhi was staggering, and it finally began to settle down as people who had only come for the gold didn't want to share the spoils with the ever-increasing population, and they moved on. There were, of course, highs and lows. That was always the case with gold rush towns. But the sign of its final decline started in 1912. The mines were becoming depleted, and from the remarkable amount of $3 million worth of gold and other metals at its high in 1881, it dramatically reduced to the paltry sum of less than $7,000 in 1914. The town of Bodhi was first described in an article as a ghost town in 1915. The rise of automotive travel, enabling people to go much further afield, and the mines running rapidly out of shiny, glimmering goodies, were putting an end to a fast-burning town. And that's where that chapter of this place ends. Mirthers, the next episode is where it gets very interesting. This town has been on my and the Furry Crew radar for a long while now, and after arriving here a couple weeks back, ooh boy, it does not disappoint. When a place is described as a ghost town, that normally just means that it was thriving and it became decrepit. No actual ghosts. Not this place, though. No siree, Robert. This place is teeming with spirits. Some quiet, some boisterous, some friendly, some... not so much. For just now, though, my friends, this has been a brief overview of the legend of Bodhi, California. When you join me on the next episode of Mirths and Monsters, we'll have such sights to show you. Till next time, my friends. Actually, Ray, would you like to do the goodbyes?
You betcha.
Till our next adventure, yee-haw, slantcha, and your good health.
Puny mutters!
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.